Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Monday, December 2nd. I'm Michael Calhoun, our top local story. Crime Stoppers is now offering up to $25,000 to find Colin Brown's killer.
CBC hockey player Colin Brown was shot by a stray bullet on I-55 the Saturday before Thanksgiving and died a day before the holiday. Crime Stoppers director Lisa Pasciotta says the reward is only good if police are able to make a felony arrest. How many tips have come through?
We usually don't give out the amount of tips because we don't want, like I said, it's completely anonymous. We don't want to zero in on any specific numbers.
Crime Stoppers tip line is 866-371-8477. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A school bus slid off the road with students on board today. It was from the Francis Howell School District. 7 students, 1 bus driver on board. 2 of the students suffered minor injuries. A longtime economic development leader, the man who oversaw the merger of several organizations into Greater St. Louis, Inc., is leaving not just the group, but the St. Louis area. Jason Hall is departing for Columbus, Ohio, to be CEO of the similar Columbus Partnership. Columbus is a much smaller metro area than St. Louis, but Hall tells the Columbus Dispatch, quote, "This is the Heartland Miracle, one of the fastest growing cities in the country." Hall is a Granite City native. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman says Hall had his work cut out for him.
He inherited a patient that was in intensive care to begin with, and he kept him out of the cemetery for several years. Now we need somebody that's actually going to come in and cure them.
Ellman tells KMOX he's not sure if the city's economic development issues can be fixed by the private sector group. The solutions might lie in City Hall and Jefferson City.
Jason Hall couldn't solve the crime problem, and neither will his successor be able to do that without everybody's help.
A statement from County Executive Sam Page, quote, "Jason worked hard to help create a unified vision of what the future of this great region should look like, focusing on growing the economy and creating a more welcoming environment for businesses and residents."
I'm Maria Kino. Alderwoman Kara Spencer, who is running for St. Louis mayor, tells KMOX she was not expecting to hear Jason Hall was stepping down from St. Louis Inc.
I haven't spoken to Jason about his reasons for leaving. I know there are frustrations, but what I can say is that there are many of us ready to work.
Spencer adds St. Louis has an enormous amount of potential, but acknowledges there is a lot of frustration in the business community regarding population loss.
Mayor Tashara Jones has a statement which says, quote, "Jason has been a good friend and a tireless cheerleader for our region for many years, and we will miss him dearly." One of Hall's last pushes was to get city aldermen to invest a chunk of the Rams settlement money in downtown. He faced opposition and exchanged some terse notes with Aldermanic President Megan Green.
You know, it boils down to, I think, priorities.
KMOX News at the time asked Hall about a long-running rumor that he might eventually be interested in running for St. Louis mayor.
Are you running for mayor?
No.
Okay.
Never.
Sound like you are.
No.
Despite the ceremony being canceled at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, wreaths will still be laid on the graves. Organizer Rick Dinella says they tried to find an off-site location to host the ceremony, but were unable to do so.
It's not like Memorial Day where we can park everybody off-site because we don't know what the weather is going to be. If those parking areas are available because of weather.
Dinella says they hope to find some place to hold the ceremony next year. He estimates they'll lay about 33,000 wreaths with the help of volunteers on December 14th.
Send me everything you can.
Two separate large fires in the city this afternoon. A multi-story nursing home vacant quickly went to two alarms. Heavy fire visible. The second fire at Hamilton and Wells, another vacant building. Fire Captain Garen Mosby.
Several of these crews were coming from a first alarm fire. Correction, it was a second alarm fire. 2400 block of North Kings
Truck
Highway.
Coming in, turn around. You're going to back up to 29.
So far, the cause of these fires is not known. A new NASA mission is named for a local astronomer.
Oh, he would have been tickled. He would have thought that was pretty amazing, I think.
The late Arlo Landalt created widely used catalogs of stellar brightness. His daughter, Jennifer Landalt-Boutte, is a chemistry professor at the St. Louis Community College Forest Park campus. She tells KMOX the NASA Landalt space mission will launch an artificial star into orbit around Earth.
And then they will use this to help calibrate telescopes and more accurately measure the brightness of stars and other celestial objects.
It's expected to launch in 2029. Megan Lynch, KMOX News.
Tomorrow night, the historic Wildy Theater in Edwardsville will light up its newly restored marquee sign.
The renovation took 6 years to fundraise for and another 3 months to complete the electrical and lighting work. Richard Walker, the president of the Friends of the Wildy, tells KMOX while they didn't initially plan for it to be completed around the holidays, they pushed for its timely completion once the stars began to align.
We really wanted to have it done and ready for Christmas, so we were kind of pushing our contractor, please, can we just get this done?
Walker says that so much tube lighting was used in the renovation of the marquee sign that if you stretch it from end to end, it'd be nearly as tall as the St. Louis Arch. In the Wildy Theater, Sean Malone, KMOX News.
And it's time for the Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Stiefel and Ophthalmology Associates. Stiefel Director of Investments Eric Roberts saw some new records today.
That's right. We kicked off the month of December on a high note with the S&P 500 advancing 0.2%, setting a record close at 6,047, while the NASDAQ rallied 1%, also setting a record close at 19,403. The Dow slipped 128 points, or 0.3%, closing at 44,782.
And what's the latest on the manufacturing industry?
Well, we saw a nice rebound among U.S. manufacturers last month. The ISM Manufacturing Index rose to 48.4% in November. That was well ahead of expectations, as well as the highest level in 5 months. Now, despite that uptick, manufacturers still remain in a contraction, as any number below 50% for the index suggests a reduced activity.
That is Stiefel Director of Investments Eric Robert. Thank you. That's the Wall Street Wrap. We'll check traffic and weather together up next.
Join the authors of the new book, The Wonder and Complexity of the 1904 World's Fair, at the Missouri History Museum on Thursday, December 5th, for a discussion of this pivotal event in St. Louis history that is both grand and shameful. Happy hour with cash bar, food for purchase, and pop-up activities begin at 5 p.m. Discussion at 6:30. Free admission. Books are on sale now in the Missouri History Museum gift shop. Info at mohistory.org. mohistory.org.
You're leaving for work, but the garage door won't open. Is it the opener? Is the spring broken? Now you're late and your car is trapped. Well, don't panic. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis is here with same-day emergency service. They won't leave you stuck. The original Red Ribbon Garage Door Company, trusted in St. Louis since 1926. Call 314-781-5200 or schedule online at overheaddoorsstlouis.com.
5:10 on Total Information PM. So let's get you going with traffic and weather together. And Roger Brand of the Michaels Flooring Outlet Traffic Center. At least I don't see any snow flurries like I did all day out the window.
Yeah, the roads have been pretty dry. It hasn't been bad on the drive home, Michael. This traffic report's a service of Metro Transit. Volume's been sort of light. It's a holiday, or the week after a holiday, so I guess it wouldn't be surprised that it's a lighter day. It looks like we have some good news on westbound 70, though we did have that right lane closed just west of 170 near the East Terminal of the airport for a crash, but I don't see the flashing lights at the bend any longer. Traffic's still backed up pretty close to Hanley, though, on westbound 70. Northbound 170 from North of Natural Bridge up to Airport Road stopping going pockets as well, so it's still tough in the area, but hopefully it'll start to get better. Westbound 64, just a slowdown, Kings Highway through McCausland. After that, it's good to go to St. Charles County. South 170 bogs down at Ladue. South 270, just sort of busy both sides of Olive, then it opens up. Southbound 55, you got slow stuff, Arsenal, down to almost gas, or down through President Street. Gasconade Debates a little busy south of Bales to Rivas. And now we have some heavy traffic south of M, most of the way down to Z. It looks like there's an incident north of Z. Downtown westbound 44 through the Arch grounds is still a little slow as well. Once the MetroLink Green Line is complete, it'll help connect north and south residents to downtown west and midtown top job centers for the first time ever. Learn more at MetroLinkGreenLine.com. Next update at 520 from the MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com Traffic Center.
Out with the snow, back with a strong northwest flow. Cold temperatures dropping through the 20s this evening. 14 for the overnight low, partly cloudy skies. Tuesday, sunny, but cold. 32. Tuesday night, clear, cold, 25. Wednesday, sunny. It's a little breezy and warmer Wednesday afternoon, 50 degrees. But here comes another cold front Wednesday night. Partly cloudy, a couple of flurries in 19, and just plain cold Thursday. I'm meteorologist Dave Murray for the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
We've got a cloudy sky across the region. It's 26 in Florissant and St. Peter's. Also, 26 degrees right now downtown at the Arch. The feels like is 20 because we've got winds out of the north-northwest at 8 miles an hour, gusting up to 14. We'll warm things up with the sports desk. Wheeler and Pauly up next.
Hey, radio listeners. Don't miss the Legacy Box Cyber Week sale going on now.
You've heard about Legacy Box all year long. And with our Cyber Week sale, now is the time to take advantage of our best sale of the year. Legacy Box is the most meaningful gift you can give this holiday season. It's simple, safe, and has been trusted by millions.
That's right. It's our best sale of the year. Right now, when you go to LegacyBox.com, you can save an unreal 65% on your Legacy Box.
And for a limited time, you can preserve your tapes, film reels, and photos for as low as $27, saving you hundreds.
Hurry. Our best sale of the year won't last long. Visit LegacyBox.com for an unreal 65% off during our Cyber Week sale. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast.
Shop our Cyber Week sale now at LegacyBox.com/value to take 65% off. Buy your Legacy Box today and send in when you're ready. LegacyBox.com/value.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-987-6122. 800-987-6122. 800-987-6122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
At Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, every moment with our patients is a gift. Thanks to supporters like you, children have hope as they fight serious illness and reach incredible milestones. Please donate today at treeofhope.org.
Broadcasting from the Underlaw Injury Lawyers, GetJim.com Studios.
KMOX.
Let's get a check on sports. It is 5:15 and at the New Bold BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
All right, Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler with you here at the New Bold BMW Toyota Sports Desk. You got a short show tonight, sir, because we got some basketball tonight.
Yeah, Billikens are going to match up against Jackson State. SLU's coming off back-to-back wins against Quinnipiac and UMass Lowell. That UMass Lowell game on Thanksgiving Eve was crazy, and they won it. They found a way. This Jackson State team, they're on a fundraising trip as they try to make money for their athletic department, which is pretty normal for men's basketball teams. Yes. At non-football schools. They're 0-7.
Okay. And I was going to ask you like what you think so far about the Billikens, but it's been really hard to tell because, you know, Robbie Avila was out for a bit and it's a lot of new guys coming together. I'm not sure we're going to know, but I still think they can be very interesting in A-10 play.
Absolutely. They should be a top four team in the Atlantic 10 Conference. I don't know if the A-10 is going to be good enough to get multiple bids this year in the tournament. They weren't last year. Generally, they are.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a breakdown of A-10 basketball from top to bottom, go look somewhere else. I can't do that for you. But that, you know, look, they're going to be fun to watch. No matter what, they're going to be a fun team to
watch. I agree. I've had fun even what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
And look, it's not much yet. I'm usually more of a January college basketball guy.
UMass Lowell couldn't miss a shot in their final like 4 minutes. And you're frustrated about SLU defensively in those moments, but also they made enough plays to secure a win. So that's my takeaway from that game.
All right. How about some Blues news?
Nick Leddy is on the trip. They're going to play 4 straight games in Canada, back at it tomorrow. And I don't think he's going to play tomorrow. It doesn't seem like he's that close, but he's close enough.
Get some bodies back, though.
Yeah, you go on the trip. The idea is that you're probably going to play before the trip is over.
Yeah, or at least if it's after that, it's close because you're just trying to get up to speed in practice. And
I think he's going to play on this trip.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I think not that I've got any inside information. Yeah, Nick Leddy's not going to save the team, but they've got at least a point in every game since Jim Montgomery took over.
It's a good start. Yep. All right. We did the Gas House Gang, all 4 of us, you, me, Bernie, Tom, had a great time today. I'm assuming you do a little baseball on Sports Open Line tonight.
A little bit. Always do a little baseball.
Yeah. So you had a couple of pitcher signings. We talked on this as a tease. So go to at KMOX Sports on Twitter or the KMOX Sports YouTube page or KMOX.com to podcast. But we talked a bit about whether the signings of Frankie Montas and Matthew Boyd at multi-year deals at pretty good AAV, like $14, $15 million a year, would have any, give us any insight as to whether or not the Cardinals will have success trading a couple of their guys.
I think the biggest impact could be on Eric Fetty, because I think
his value just went up.
Yeah. If a team comes up short in free agency, all of a sudden the offers for Fetty might go up exponentially.
Yeah, and I know he's a guy you don't want to move.
Right.
You'd rather have him and make you better, but man, if you can get a quality return, that's kind of the important part right now, right? And creating opportunity for younger guys.
Well, you win either way. Either Fetty's your number two and you feel really good about that, or you trade him away for a haul.
All right, guys, Sports Open Line coming up after 6 o'clock with Matt Pauly, and then after that, Billikens basketball here on your home for the Cardinals, KMOX.
At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. Like this lady with the clairvoyant canine.
If Mystic Biscuits barks once, you'll find the love of your life. If he barks twice, you'll be bitten by a radioactive shrimp. Okay, next time he can lick you with his healing saliva for a few extra bucks.
At California Psychics, we only connect you with the best. So can guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So you can get advice that doesn't come from a dog. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Running a small business takes endurance, determination, and the right support to reach your goals. And MasterCard is here to help fuel that journey in a fast-paced digital world. With innovative tools and resources, we're here to guide businesses every step of the way digitally. Because when small business wins, everyone wins. Let's power up our communities one small business and one step at a time. Keeping the community running strong, priceless.
Thanks, Bob. We're here with Doug the Elf, asking about the hottest holiday gifts of the year. Doug, what's on your list?
We're getting Missouri Lottery scratchers and draw games. We came all the way from the North Pole.
They don't have lottery tickets there?
Not Missouri Lottery tickets. They created a new millionaire every 8.1 days last year. Woohoo! I just won!
But I thought that was a gift.
Well, yeah, for me.
You heard it here first. Scratchers and draw games from the Missouri Lottery make great gifts for the holidays. Play it forward and play responsibly. Back to you in the studio.
Well, now let's get your traffic and weather together. It's 520. Roger Brand, what are you seeing out there in the Michaels Flooring Traffic Center?
Well, heavy traffic on westbound 70, but it's getting better, Michael. This traffic report's a service of the Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm, because it did clear that crash westbound 70 near the east terminal of the airport, but traffic's still slow from Hanley over to the airport on westbound 70. And north 170, again, it's better, but it's still slow. Natural Bridge all the way up to Airport Road, so still busy around Lambert there, but it is improving. Southbound 170 between Del Mar and Ladue's bogged down to 64. Eastbound 64, 170 to Big Ben's heavy. Westbound 64, from just west of Boyle out through the Big Bend area, still pretty busy. Lindbergh out to Ballas is slow, but in St. Charles County, 70 and 64 continue to roll. Southbound 270, Olive to Ladue busy. North 270, 64 to Ladue is a little off the pace. Southbound 55, looks like we have a problem now with a crash just south of President Street. Traffic is backed up. Southbound back to Arsenal and northbound 55 at the 44 split. It looks like there's issues there. It's backed up northbound back to about Arsenal, and westbound 44 coming through the arch grounds past the Poplar down to 55 is pretty busy. So a lot of congestion there all of a sudden. Southbound 55, Union down to Revis is also heavy. And south of M, midway down to Z, you've got a backup as well. Next update at 529 from the MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com Traffic Center.
At Sandberg Phoenix, we're more than just a law firm. Our attorneys are committed to you, your business, and your community. We are ready to serve you in the areas of business litigation, intellectual property, health law, and products liability. SandbergPhoenix.com. The choice of lawyers is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
And taking a look at that forecast, Michael's Flooring Outlet, the flooring experts. Michael'sFlooringOutlet.com is the sponsor. Partly cloudy and cold overnight, low 14 degrees. Plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Won't help the cold, high 32. But the sun does help on Wednesday for a few hours. High on Wednesday, 50, then back to cold Thursday and Friday. Right now, downtown at the Arch, a cloudy sky, 26 degrees. As the news continues on KMOX, Jason Hall, who spearheaded the region's economic development strategy, is headed out of town to do similar work in Columbus, Ohio. Someone who's been vocal about that strategy is St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman. I asked him what he thinks of Hall's departure.
Well, from everything I've heard about Columbus, Ohio, it's a great opportunity for Jason. Going to be a challenge for us to replace him. You know, you talk about economic development in the region, you got to kind of break it into at least three different areas. We're doing well out here in St. Charles County, but obviously the city's having their problems. And I guess one thing you could say about Jason is, you know, when it comes to the city of St. Louis, he inherited a patient that was in intensive care to begin with, and he kept him out of the cemetery for several years. Now we need somebody that's actually going to come in and cure him and get the city moving forward along with the rest of the region.
Do you think it's going to be a challenge, especially if we're talking about outside the region candidates? Just given the headlines about St. Louis that show up in the national press, the figures when it comes to population, and the fact that he's leaving for a smaller metro area, even though they have been on a tear in terms of population figures, does it make it harder?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been saying for, at least the last 6 or 7 years, is even though we're doing well out here in St. Charles County, if we don't get the region moving, it eventually will be no growth like everybody else. People never, over the last 50 years, people didn't move a business to decide, oh, we're going to move to St. Charles, Missouri. They decided, well, let's look at St. Louis, the region. And when they looked at St. Louis, they realized, hey, you know, there's a lot to offer out here in St. Charles. But I'm afraid today, and for the last half decade or so, I mean, people have been crossing St. Louis off their list, which means they have no opportunity to find out about St. Charles County.
So you're saying a corporate locator or a CEO might have St. Louis written on the whiteboard, but it's a generic St. Louis that might refer to Edwardsville, to O'Fallon, to Arnold.
Exactly.
And but they may just see St. Louis and think of what they know of the city.
Yeah, I mean, and traditionally, that's what happened. Yeah, you had your whiteboard, and they said, okay, let's look at these five cities, and we had a chance of being in that group. But today, back years ago when you turned on the TV and the Cardinals were in the World Series and the Blues were in the Stanley Cup, or there was a great story about the World's Fair or about Forest Park or about the great things going on, you know, people around the country saw that and said, hey, you know, St. Louis, that might be a good place to look at. We're going to move our business. But now it's just the opposite.
And in terms of people thinking, what does this population loss or lack of job growth mean to me? I mean, we're talking about why kids move after college to areas that've got more jobs, why your favorite concert doesn't come to town anymore, or why when restaurant or retail expansions happen, why they might go to Nashville or Kansas City but not St. Louis. I mean, there are lots of real-world implications. People talk about media. Why isn't it as robust as it used to be? Real-world implications by loss of population.
Amen. And, you know, I grew up in the St. Louis region here. You know, I was born in 1950, and I went through the first 30 years of my life thinking that growth was normal. And until I went to Jefferson City and was a member of the Missouri House of Representatives in 1989, I didn't realize that probably 100 out of the 114 counties in Missouri haven't seen any growth in decades, some for a century. And I, first time I realized that there was people that I met my age, you know, and they were going to raise their kids in a community and then send them off to college. And they'd come back two or three times a year, Christmas and Easter. But there was nothing in their hometowns to keep them there. And I, for the last 30 years I've been involved in public office, that's been one of my goals. You know, if kids want to go move to another city and find a job, that's great. But I don't want to hear that there was no opportunities here in St. Louis. So, yeah, we need this is about our kids and grandkids.
Do you think that the problems really need to be solved at City Hall and the state legislature? Can this economic development person who comes next really do much?
Well, again, you know, I think crime is the number one problem. I'm a local official. I would like to see it solved locally by the city of St. Louis. I thought after 3 years of talking about it, Jefferson City, they would have done something by now. If they don't do something quickly, then I think the legislature needs to act, because Jason Hall couldn't solve the crime problem, and neither will his successor be able to do that without everybody's help.